Remember the Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Simeon Shin Nun Ches, the halachas of which place are called Mokafim Ladira. On that Rishu Dalam now, it says the Mokafim of your base, Karpav Beis Shleisha Soim. A Karpav that is the area of three saw, the Keirum in the Beis saw, and then they roofed an area of it that's a saw, which is permitted to fill my Keirum Meshupa even if the roofed area is slanty. This is Meshpur Sipkat and Sadi Alf. So it's three saw, they roofed the saw of it. Mutra is permitted. Why should be tikkur yerid v'saisim? Because the edge of the roof, that last thickness has some vertical element to it. That mouth of it is yerid v'saisim. That's like it's considered like the thickness has like some the horizontal. The edge has vertical as a thickness. So it's like coming down and sealing off. As if there's a partition separating between the roofed saw, the base of the saw, to the two saw that's not roofed, when it comes out, change the middle base of saw, which is, since it's only two saw, so such a carf is permitted, and even if the roof is slanty. Like our roofs, should be a balachsan where the tip is slanty. Letting you know is that even with such a pitikra, such an edge of a roof, your besayim is still considered coming down and sealing. Unspecifically says where the edge of the roof is slanty, don't say it's coming down and sealing. Differentiate. Really, biblically, it's a full fledged rishus sayach. According to everyone, Shadi Mukavar Machitz enclosed four partitions. Elisha Chacham goes to Rakav for years from base to sign. The sage which is glazed to Rakav more than two saw. Lachay Kila b'fitikra, they were lenient by Pitikra, Av Shapia b'shipur, even if its edge is slanty, Masha Inkin Hasa, which is not the case, but they didn't if it's Machitza, where there's a breach in the Machitza. Lamin Yer, the sage don't say that it's coming down the ceiling on Kimpia Shabbat, only if the edge is straight and not if it's slanty. Sivyid Gimel. Karfa base to sign with Tzumtzum. Exactly a Karfa of two saw. Now you have a courtyard that is breached, totally open, one with the other. The area of the partition is what makes it bigger than exactly Beis Hasasayim. It becomes more than Sasayim. Exactly. But obviously, that's where the problems are. And it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. Where it was totally breached, one with the other. The wording is not is so clear. To be honest, in truth, if both are breached one with the other completely, also the courtyard is forbidden. Because it is open and breached to the karfav that was forbidden. There's too much. The courtyard was actually wider than the karfav, which the Sharatzin says, the makarfav oyerochav mechatzer, that if the karfav was wider than the courtyard, Benishu and Gifufin remained by the karfav, then actually both are permitted. Because, let me say, the chatzar is open to a makam amutar, but he says this is all if the breach of the courtyard was not more than 10 tefachim. Be that as it may, so a tumah that the chatzar is wider than the karfav, Benishu to Gifufin atzad and remains with blocks walled on the sides. The chatzar is permitted to lay nifritz b'milul karfav. It's not totally open to the karfav. And begamayr, it's also talking about shapirtz chatzar lahoy yisum mes amas. The breach of the courtyard wasn't more than 10 amas because the yisum mes was more than 10. Then I feel initially gufufin, and then even if gufufin would remain, shnei masum that would be forbidden to shuv lemikipesach. It's not called the opening anymore. The pirtz rather a breach, which the sharatzin ois tzadi beis brings, not like the way it sounds from the Bach that one of them would be enough. Either one or the other, either gufufin or an opening less than 10. So we say, what's the problem? Because the area of where the wall is makes it bigger. That is, the airspace of the courtyard, that doesn't make more the base of time. That's a permitted airspace. The area where the partition was, which is not included in the courtyard, that combines that with the carpet. If I say, yes, the base of time makes it more than base of time. The Sharatzin Tzadik Gimel says, he quoted this from the Pirush Menachem Al. It sounds like that even when the wall, when there was one wall for the Karfav and the Chatzar, it's also going to make it more to the Karfav that gets breached. And we don't say that the wall of the courtyard, when it was around, was a totally Rosh Hashanah, like we know in general that the walls of Rosh Hashanah are like Rosh Hashanah itself. In that case, then it would be permitted airspace. No. because this is all when it's around, but when it's taken away, then it does come back to the area of the Karfa, because in the Karfa itself, which is exactly based on time, and its ear space is also permitted to carry on its walls, even though that made it more than based on time. However, when the walls fall, it combines to Isser, and so too, when the joined wall falls for the Chatzar, what would be the difference? And therefore, that's going to be Asr. Sivkot and Tzadik Vav. So he said, now Vinasa Yasasa Sam, now it's more than two sa. Now Mari so much the Kosai Karfa that the walls of the Karfa and the Khnasa between Khalala Khatsa Mabifnim goes into the ear space of the Khatsar from within. Or that the walls of the courtyard on this side and that side, where you say Mal Rikh of a Karfa Abba Amas, were more than the width of Karfa by 4 amas. From love, if not, Inzinik and if it's Bimlu, that's not called totally breached. The Sharatin Sadihe says that we consider those kefufin, the kefufin also for the kafir. That even so, though from within that's not recognizable, but it's recognizable on the outside, as we say later on, Simishin and Samach Gimel, that whatever's near Mabachutz, this on the outside, even though it's flush on the inside, it does get qualified as a lechin, and the same thing would be over here. Sif Yudal, Karfa of Yasim based on the Karfa more than two such, Lehukab Lidir, which was not enclosed for residential purposes. The person with Pesach and you make an opening to it. You make a partition in front of it more than 10 tefachim. And permitted through this partition. That through it you nullify the first mechitzah that was not for residential purposes. And then the last mechitzah falls down and it goes back to its sister. Sivkot and Tzadik Zayin says Meshaburim, so it was not enclosed for residential purposes. And the Pesach by Pesach B'chulu, Halosh Megum who says, the wording here is a little bit not so clear. The source of this, as it's brought in Tais Narash, is clear. That he brought near three walls, beside Kaisel Beis at the end of the wall of his house. But Kaisel Beis and Kaisel Rei, and the wall of his house was the fourth wall. And that's where he makes an opening. This opening, but he didn't open the opening. Only he surrounded it first with walls. It's not effective. Come over level like I said before. Because you only made the opening in the door afterwards. That's what he made by the kaf, a new wall. Where now the surrounding is after it was open. Also by a new wall, also Pesach, make a Pesach so that you could go and utilize the area within the Kafir. It's also the intent of the Mechaber. And then you made another petition inside. You have to distance at the minimum from the wall of the house, 3 tefachim, a little bit above, or else it's like an extension of the previous wall. So because Tzadik Taz, where it has to be Yesim Asar more than 10 tefachim, that's a shir that's effective. So the later wall falls down. Over Hood and Zimni is a Mepilabidam, if he actively throws it down, that he can rely on the first Mechitza. Kamkal Lamahan is also not going to be effective. The Shatina Tzadachet says Pasha, because can't compare it to that God said Beis, that if you go back and you take from the earth, it's effective to make it into a wall that's Mukav Ladira, because there it's different, because you did a mice in the actual wall itself, because it was beginning a close up with Offer, and then you go back and you dig offer that's on top of it, so it's as if he made a new gidud, which is not the case over here. He didn't do anything, and that's obviously in the beer grow over there. Look over there, what is masik and tremendous look over there. Simkan kafal. So then he said, Chayser, Lisur goes back to its sister. And Vlemir don't say, what? No, Kimisha kaf, who the pamacha, since the kaf was already permitted once, in the Chayser, Lisur does not go back to its sister. You don't say that. Because the person right, the mechel mitzid kaf, if one of the sides of the kaf, who Chayser Shabbais is the wall of the house, the way Pesach, Lisab Hukav, and it was first open and then surrounded, which is okay. And whenever a kaisel, then the wall falls down. Even though you remain with the inner walls of the house, they say some hakarfa. They're enclosing the karfa. Ava became the mitzvah. Nesa karfa. The karfa comes forbidden. Shebechitza pnimis, because the inner walls, lachadom apnimis, that was only made for the as a wall for the inner chambers. Vloila also the kaisel karfa wasn't made to be a wall for the karfa. And therefore, the double mechitza is not comparable to the outer mechitza shalazevel zanas, which was made for both. In contrast, this one was not made for the outside, because that was the only the inner walls. B'alacha, the Maschil, Shmakim, Hamachitz Miatrei, Sitzrachin Kadal. Because stam walls of a chatz and karf are not thick in amma. If that's the case, according to the psak and the rush and the sugya of nizirubay, the whatever is not more a mesis time by an amma, it's not called more than mesis time. If that's the case, why are we saying over here the miatre? That's the mechaber paskins in sefaf like the rush regarding arkiyas al rachbay. And the source of this from ben yirachman the rush and the sugya of nizirubay look within achrayim. And truth is obvious from this sugya that all the farshim the rishayim that says regarding this it doesn't need an amma. So says the bealach at tzarchin, why would it be possible? The maskel chayz le suray. Says, look at Mishaburud, so cut in Kofalov. So Shabbos writes, Tadavka in such a case that Machitah were not made L'Shem Tira, where you built a residence and then you surrounded it where it's effective and then the house falls down, the Karf does not become forbidden and it is called still Mukav L'Dira. Look over there. According to this, it seems the same thing could be where there was no residence, just you made an opening to the Karf and then you surrounded it. It would also be enough and you close the opening. But the karfa does not lose his heter. But the igus of the Baal Tosef Shabbos is not so clear to me. See, because you mark up the deer, who cares? Still, right now, it's not fit for tashmash of the bayis. Is it better than when the karfa gets, there was a hook of the deer gets filled up with water that's not fit for utility? Even though the mechitza is still around, the hook of the deer, even though it's going to be aser, maybe something would be over here. And even if we confirm like the words of the Baal Tosef Shabbos, that is when the house falls down or when the opening gets sealed off by itself. But when he knocks down the house deliberately, or he closes off the opening with his own hands, and because he has no need for utility, for sure this can be vatal kafir from a shema dira, even the mechitza is still around. The way, like by a kafir of shenizra, when you plant it, that the mechitza become vatal, like we have in Sevav, or the building of a new mechitza, it's mevatal old mechitza, even though they're still around, because he has no intention of utilizing it. So something should be over here, and therefore he says with tzarchi, and this requires further analysis. So in the deer shoes, Dershu number 45. Seva Derech Amunah, he's not sure if what's permitted over here, Pitikra, even though it's slanty, is because Pitikra like this is effective in Atarah. If that's the case, what's a client? It should be effective to Mimchal between different parts. Or Minatarah, it's not considered Pitikra. It's just a Cham, we're leaning by Karav, which is Rabbanim, if that's the case, we're going to climb, it would not help to differentiate. Dershu number 46, we said that Shenever to Bimalum Zelazel, this Karav from the Chatzar. If it got breached on Shabbos, Chazanish is not sure if we say Hilba Hutra Hutra, it's already permitted, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin and Shinai and Talos HaBeis, that when there's a Chasar Mechitzes, you don't say Hilba Hutra Hutra. You have to judge, if in such a case, would that be considered as a Chasar Mechitzes? It's really because you're adding on to the area of Beis HaSai. This is number 47. Shmura said, we're talking about where the walls of the Karfav enter into the Chalal, into the airspace of the Chatzar from within. So you have to have between them and the outer walls of the chatzar, as the Dirshu brings a picture over here, of three tvachim. Because if they're within three tvachim, then you say love it. And then it would still be permitted because of the mechitzah that's seen from the outside, as written Shulchan Aruch later on, and Shin Samach Sev Gimel, Mishabur over there, and Shin Samach Sev Gimel, the Bir Allah over there. Now regarding how much do the walls of Kafa have to go into the chatzar, so that's considered parts of Meluai, and that it doesn't help the walls of the chatzar to consider as near Mibuchuz, but Allah writes of the name Primagun at most, needs to be Tvachim. Chaznish says, he's inclined that it's not worth even a minute amount. Dish number 48, what you see from the words of Mishabura is, if the walls of Kafa don't go into the airspace of the chatzar, it's permitted through the near Mibuchuz, which like the Ritva and the Rajba, where the Sharatin writes of, and Siv Katz of the Dal. However, according to Tyson Avon of Chavdalid, that the head of Neir B'Chutz is when Allah Chavah Migui, since it helps from within, Mashar writes, and Rav Kivayga quotes in his Kilin Shechon HaRachavay, that over here, even if the walls of the smaller one don't enter into the Chatzar, it's not permitted through Neir B'Chutz. Because Neir B'Chutz is not effective only in a way that you could say Migui, for example, let's say Chatzar Ketan and Tegedela, as we'll see in Shechon HaRach and Shinai and Dalt Sif Gimel. Because since the Mechitzah are effective to permit the big one that's not breached, so they're effective also by the small one that's not considered breached to the big one. But over here, a chatzah and the karfa, they have two different ideas. A chatzah, it's chasaran, is because it's breached. Karfa is chasaran because it's considered as a karmas. Mishmur quotes the words, the opinion of the Rashi in the Ritva. Even though later on, Simon Shin Samachis of Kadin Chavdalad, he holds like the opinion of the Taisis regarding Mabe that's Nifras L'Rachava, that's Mother Beis Hashem, that even if you don't have the walls of the Mabe that are going into the Rachava, the Mabe is not permitted from the Halacha Neir B'Chutz because since these walls are not effective to permit the Rechava, they're not effective to permit the Mother, because over here, the Gefufim are effective to permit the Chatzar, and the Vedim Mishmur hold that according to all opinions, this Migui would be effective. This is number 49. This is the Mishmur requires that the walls of the Karfav should enter into the Chatzar. Chaznish writes, it's tafka in a way that the wall that's between the Karfav and the Chatzar was submerged in the ear space of the chatzah. That then when the wall falls, if you don't have the walls of the carpet going in within from the mechitzah of the chatzah, so the carpet gets permitted from the halacha of Nir B'chutz, like Tirsha brings the picture, you see that there's a strip, the makom mechitzah, in the ear of the chatzah. Now, however, but if the walls of the karfif don't go into the chatzah, it's just that there's a straight wall between the chatzah and the karfif, and part of it broke, like the Dirsha brings a picture, you see it's within the space of the karfif. If that's the case, then even if you don't have the walls of the karfif going into the chatzah, since the gifuf of the chatzah permit the karfif only from the outer part, comes out that the area of the thickness of the wall is in the ear of the karfif, and it combines with it, and then it has more than mitzvah, and then the gifuf of the chatzah will not help to permit it.